This is the reading for December 3rd. Nahum chapter 1. This is the message for the city of Nineveh. This is the book of the vision of Nahum, who was from the town of Elkosh. The Lord is a jealous God who punishes. The Lord punishes and is filled with anger. The Lord punishes those who are against him, and he stays angry with his enemies. The Lord does not become angry quickly, and his power is great. The Lord will not let the guilty go unpunished. Where the Lord goes, there are whirlwinds and storms, and the clouds are the dust beneath his feet. He speaks to the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. The areas of Bashan and Carmel dry up, and the flowers of Lebanon dry up. The mountains shake in front of him, and the hills melt. The earth trembles when he comes. The world and all who live in it shake with fear. No one can stay alive when he is angry. No one can survive his strong anger. His anger is poured out like fire. The rocks are smashed by him. The Lord is good, given protection in times of trouble. He knows who trusts in him. But like a rushing flood, he will completely destroy Nineveh. He will chase his enemy until he kills them. The Lord will completely destroy anyone making plans against him. Trouble will not come a second time. Those people will be like tangled thorns or like people drunk from their wine. They will be burned up quickly like dry weeds. Someone has come from Nineveh who makes evil plans against the Lord and gives wicked advice. This is what the Lord says. Although Assyria is strong and has many people, it will be defeated and brought to an end. Although I have made you suffer, Judah, I will make you suffer no more. Now I will free you from their control and tear away your chains. The Lord has given you this command, Nineveh. You will not have descendants to carry on your name. I will destroy the idols and metal images that are in the temple of your gods. I will make a grave for you because you are wicked. Look, there on the hill, someone is bringing good news. He is announcing peace. Celebrate your feast, people of Judah, and give your promised sacrifices to God. The wicked will not come to attack you again. They have been completely destroyed.
Chapter 2.
My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. Yet if anyone does sin, we have Jesus Christ, who has God's full approval. He speaks on our behalf when we come into the presence of the Father. He is the payment for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. We are sure that we know Christ if we obey his commandments. The person who says, "I know him," but doesn't obey his commandments is a liar. The truth isn't in that person. But whoever obeys what Christ says is the kind of person in whom God's love is perfected. That's how we know we are in Christ. Those who say that they live in him must live the same way he lived. Dear friends, it's not as though I'm writing to give you a new commandment. Rather, I'm giving you an old commandment that you've had from the beginning. It's the old commandment you've already heard. On the other hand, I'm writing to give you a new commandment. It's a truth that exists in Christ and in you. The darkness is fading, and the true light is already shining. Those who say that they are in the light but hate other believers are still in the dark. Those who love other believers live in the light. Nothing will destroy the faith of those who live in the light. Those who hate other believers are in the dark and live in the dark. They don't know where they're going because they can't see in the dark. I'm writing to you, dear children, because your sins are forgiven through Christ. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know Christ, who has existed from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young people, because you have won the victory over the evil one. I've written to you, children, because you know the Father. I've written to you, fathers, because you know Christ, who has existed from the beginning. I've written to you, young people, because you are strong and God's word lives in you. You have won the victory over the evil one. Don't love the world and what it offers. Those who love the world don't have the Father's love in them. Not everything that the world offers, physical gratification, greed, and extravagant lifestyles, comes from the Father. It comes from the world, and the world and its evil desires are passing away. But the person who does what God wants lives forever. Children, it's the end of time. You've heard that an Antichrist is coming. Certainly many Antichrists are already here. That's how we know it's the end of time. They left us. However, they were never really part of us. If they had been, they would have stayed with us. But by leaving, they made it clear that none of them were part of us. The Holy One has anointed you, so all of you have knowledge. I'm writing to you because you know the truth, not because you don't know the truth. You know that no lie ever comes from the truth. Who is a liar? Who else but the person who rejects Jesus as the Messiah? The person who rejects the Father and the Son is an Antichrist. Everyone who rejects the Son doesn't have the Father either. The person who acknowledges the Son also has the Father. Make sure that the message you heard from the beginning lives in you. If that message lives in you, you will also live in the Son and in the Father. Christ has given us the promise of eternal life. I'm writing to you about those who are trying to deceive you. The anointing you received from Christ lives in you. You don't need anyone to teach you something else. Instead, Christ's anointing teaches you about everything. His anointing is true and contains no lie. So live in Christ as he taught you to do. Now, dear children, live in Christ. Then when he appears, we will have confidence, and when he comes, we won't turn from him in shame. If you know that Christ has God's approval, you also know that everyone who does what God approves of has been born from God.